Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday the 11th of August, and I'm recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Okay, well, we've got steadier markets here today, as we had on Friday, even better in here today, and the main reason for that by far over the last 4 days is that we have not had any more aggressive talk or moves on the part of Russia's Putin. And he's even talking about the fact that some of his invasion activities or military activities in general were over. Well, you can't fool all the people all the time. I don't think that he'll win the UN Peace Prize for humanitarian measures, which he's now talking about. But the fact is that for markets at any rate, the fact is that if the situation is not getting worse, then it is getting better. And as I say, that's been the case for the last 4 days, and so it's enabled some of these stock markets, most of these stock markets, to experience technical rallies here, of which some are going to be better than others, and let's get on to those. Okay, first, the Asia-Pacific region is strong, pretty much across the boards here today. Japan, the Nikkei, was back above the psychological 15,000 level and up 2.38%. That's a good gain. The Hong Kong Hang Seng, here also a good gain because it's been strong recently, and that's up nearly 1.3% overall. And the Shanghai Composite Index, now you remember last week, we had a 20-point drop. That was fairly sharp. We had a 30-point rally today by the index, so more than offsetting that decline. I think it was on Thursday, actually, Russia had that 20-point, I beg your pardon. Let me start again. I think it was on Thursday that China's Shanghai Composite Index had that 20-point drop. And it had no follow-through on Friday, which was mildly encouraging. And this 30-point gain in here today, up 1.38%, pushes it back up to the upper side of the recent trading range of the last little over a week. And it's actually the closing high for this recovery to date. So that's strong action here across the boards. And there's also talk that China is pumping a little more liquidity into markets, but trying to avoid the property market and the prospect of actually doing that. So I've said it before, and it's a point worth repeating. This is the inform market here right now. It's inform on the technical action, and it's also very much inform on the valuations, which are extremely attractive for a market of this size and diversity. Okay, what else is going on here? Taiwan up nearly 1%. South Korea a little more muted, up 0.41%. India up 0.75%. That's a good gain here. Mind you, the Indian currency has weakened a little bit really over the last week and a half, although that was checked on Friday. But it's closer to 62 now than the 60 level. And that's rupees to the US dollar, of course. Now, again, half point gains for most of the other Asian Pacific markets that I can see. The only exceptions, Thailand down a tiny percent, just over 1%, just over a tenth of a percent, and the same for New Zealand. Now, looking at the European markets, they benefited quite a bit in here today, having been hammered down, being on the front line here regarding the whole Russian tensions and reciprocal sanctions that we're now seeing in that area. But these were decent gains and led by, it looks like Sweden in here today, but up nearly 2%. And there were a lot of gains. Well, Germany up 1.9%. That's quite very strong, obviously, up 1.2%. Euro Stoxx 50 up 1.35%. UK index also up 1% in here today. So Europe is strong on this action, and it is oversold here in the short term, as I also mentioned on Friday, and it was obvious an obvious point late last week. And I think that while this lull in the Russian aggression is evident, that we can get a further technical rally here. I think it would be a bit much to think that the highs of the year will get taken out, but well, looks like a technical rally, and that'll partly be on short covering as well as some bargain hunting. On bargain hunting, incidentally, and or on just holding shares in these markets, in these European markets, if you've got shares that are really quality. I have an email here today asking about two German shares, and their VW and Porsche. And I certainly regard those as quality long-term growth shares. And they also have dividends that are higher than the 10-year bond in Germany by a considerable margin. So that's a good benchmark generally. I wouldn't worry too much about companies that they're also on very low multiples, those two that I just mentioned, but you'll be able to see that in the email. So if you have a low valuation, basically quality share with a decent yield, I don't think you need to worry too much about what's going on here regarding the nervousness over the sanctions in the short term. And indeed, those companies are buys on weakness. When you see these estimated PE ratios of below 10, and there are now a number of them, that's good long-term value. And we know that, well, I think we know at any rate that the sanctions problem is only going to be around for perhaps the lengthy medium term, whereas the growth potential from those shares, the better quality shares, is considerable. Okay. Moving onwards, so Wall Street, well, it was pretty modest performance here. It was stronger in the pre-market, gaining from the strength that we saw in Asia and also in Europe. But it pared back those gains, and the Dow only up a tenth of a percent, the S&P just over a quarter of a percent. The Nasdaq 100, or sorry, that's the Nasdaq, the broader Nasdaq. That's up nearly 3/4 of a percentage point. So again, but still a gain. Canada firmer. Mexico good, up 1.3%, and Brazil up 1.87%. Good gains there in those stock markets. What about the bonds? Well, the yields pushed up a little higher against that background. You wouldn't be surprised to hear. I think when I last looked, the U.S. 10-year bond was at 2.43 percent. And we also see firmer action here from most of the precious metals. The one that led the way up here was palladium today, back to $876, up nearly $16 today. We also saw silver silver. Well, it's trading after hours here. It was down for much of the day, then rallied late in the afternoon my time, early evening my time. It's currently at $20.02. That's up nearly 8 cents on the day. And let's see, platinum, I mentioned, had not performed. It's at 14, just below 1473, down $5.50 here. And well, gold was a little bit easier here as well. Currently 1308 and change. That's just down $2.50, but still ranging for the most part here. These precious metals, but I think the talk of a run back down through the lows is not justified by the technical action that we're seeing when you consider the entire group. And industrial metals, well, copper is a little bit firmer here in the U.S. trading, and a bit of additional firmness in the industrial metals. Crude oil, a quarter of a dollar higher on the WTI, and we had similar gains for the Brent when I last looked. Grains and beans, pretty quiet in here, and that's pretty much it here overall. So you just have enough time for me to mention very quickly. Now Owen is away on holiday this week. He will be back on Friday to do the audio. I will be taking a short summer holiday. I'll be off on Friday and the following week. Hopefully not too much goes on then, but I shouldn't say that actually, because it can act like a curse, but hopefully not. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.